Oh, not very many of the mums and dads have put their hands up. Oh dear. Well, Christmas is a lovely time of year, isn't it? But it's really important that we remember what Christmas is really all about. And just before we have a look at those stockings that are hanging up on the stable there, we're going to watch a short video and just to see what Charlie Brown thinks Christmas is really all about.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Okay, well, that's what Linus told Charlie Brown Christmas was all about. And he quoted from the verses in the Bible that we read earlier. And in particular, he said this, Today in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And that's what we remember at Christmas time. A Saviour has been born to you, to the world. He is Christ the Lord. Well, we're going to think about who this Saviour really is. What does the Bible teach us about the Lord Jesus Christ, who was born as a baby in Bethlehem and who grew into a man, who taught people, who did miracles, and ultimately went to the cross and then rose again on the third day? What do we learn about this person, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour that we read about here in Luke's Gospel? Well, we've got some stockings hanging up on the stable, and I'm going to need some helpers to see what's in the stockings. Who puts stockings out on Christmas Eve? Does anybody do that still? Yes? Oh, do you not put stockings out? Do you have bags? What? Who has a pillowcase? We used to have pillowcases. Leave the pillowcase out, and Father Christmas might come and put some parcels in. Yes? Well, Christmas Eve is very exciting, isn't it? You might be putting your stocking up or laying it outside your bedroom door and see what parcels come. Now, who would like to come and see what's in the first one here? Remember, we're trying to understand who Jesus really is. Would you like to come out and have a look in this stocking and see what you can find in here? You can lift it off the hook and then put your hand in. Now, there might be a couple of things in there. Let's see what you've got in there. Oh, right. Now, let's put this down. There's a nice bar of chocolate. That's always good, isn't it? That's for you. And what's this? Lights. Would you like to switch them on? There you go. Oh, they're a bit dull, aren't they? Maybe we need some new batteries. That's not very good, is it? Right, that's excellent. You can go and sit down. You can go and sit down now. Okay, thank you very much. Just pop that down on the floor. Excellent. Who's got lights on their Christmas tree at home? Yes, you're going to put your hand up? Brilliant. There's lots of lights there. Look at all the lights on the ceiling there. Lovely, aren't they? Strung up there. And it's great to have lights. Yesterday, I put some lights up outside our house. Very sparkly when it's dark outside, isn't it? And when it's dark at this time of year, it's lovely to have light, isn't it? Light illuminates the darkness. Now, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was born, in fulfillment of a prophecy, that the land was in darkness. Now, it might have been dark at night, but what the Bible says, it was describing the moral and spiritual state of the world. And people were not looking out for God. They weren't following God and worshipping God. They were thinking about themselves and doing all sorts of things that weren't helpful. And the Bible says that Jesus came into that dark world, a world which didn't have much light. People were groping around, looking for the meaning of life, looking for what life was all about. And you know, boys and girls, when Jesus grew into a man, he said he was the light of the world. And the light of the world came into the darkness to give us hope. Hope of something better than what we see on the earth. And the Bible teaches us, well, our hearts are dark as well. Our hearts are full of sin, those things that we do wrong, that God doesn't like. We don't worship God as we should. We do things that are wrong. We're cheeky to our mums and dads. We don't do what our teachers tell us to do. We don't always tidy our room or say please and thank you. And the Bible says that's called sin. Well, Jesus shows us the right way to live. He shows us what it is to live in the way that God wants us to live. He is the light, and he shows us what God is like. Well, that's light, boys and girls. Jesus said he is the light of the world, and he comes into the darkness. And it's exactly the same today. The world is just like it was when Jesus came all those thousands of years ago. Well, we'll leave that there. That's the light. Now, who would like to come and open the next one? Well, there's a few more hands. Now you know there's chocolate, eh? Right. Let's have... Would you like to come and open one? Come on, then. You open this second one here. Take it down and let's put your hand in. Now, this one's a bit sharp. Be careful. And it gets stuck. Right, let me give you a hand with this. It's a bit... Oh, dear me. What's happened to this? Let's just rip that out. Do you think there's something else at the bottom? Might be. Right, put your hand in. That's more interesting, isn't it? Yes, well done. Okay, you can go and sit down. Okay, what's this then? The star, right. Okay, star. We've got a nice star on top of that Christmas tree. This normally sits on top of our Christmas tree at home. It's great. Now, who can tell me, boys and girls, where we read about a star in the Christmas story? We might have sung about this. Who would like to tell me? Yes, what would you think the star's all about?
Wise men follow it.
They did, didn't they? The wise men, or the kings from the east, followed the star. That's right. And the star guided them to where the child Jesus was living. Now, the wise men, they were looking for a star in the sky. And perhaps they'd read some of the Old Testament of the Bible. And they knew that the star symbolized that a king had been born, the king of the Jews. And who can tell me where the wise men went? Remember, we read it in the Bible earlier. Who did they go to see first when they were looking for the baby? Yes, what do you think? Well, they didn't go there first, did they? Does anyone know where they went first? What do you think, Ted? They did. Good boy. Well done. They went to King Herod because they thought, well, a new king has been born. The star signified a king had been born, and Jesus is a king. And so they went to Herod, didn't they? But the king wasn't there, and King Herod got very nervous, didn't he? And he said to the wise men, you go and find out where this new king is, because he felt threatened. But you know, boys and girls, Jesus is a king, but he's not a king that we see in the world today. No, he's the king of heaven. Yes, the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven can be in our hearts today if we trust in Jesus the King. You see, Jesus has authority to rule and to reign over all the things that he has made, including us. And we should worship and bow down and praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lord Jesus Christ is the best King that we can serve. And it would be lovely if we were all members of Christ's kingdom today. The star shows us that Jesus, the Saviour, is a king. He is the King of heaven, and he can be king of your life if you trust in him. Well, that's the star that led the wise men to worship Jesus. Right, who would like to come out and open the next one? We've got to go to this side now to make it fair, okay? Right, come on then, what's your name? Holly. Come on, Holly, you can look at number 3. Here we go. Up you come. Will you pick that one down? There we go. Right, now put your hand in there. Do you think I remember to put chocolate in this one? Oh, well, it's a long way in there, isn't it? It must have a long leg, this person. Oh, there we go. What have you got there? Dairy milk. What's this? A present. Yes, it is a present, isn't it? Or maybe we might call it a gift. We might say it's a gift. Who likes opening presents? Yes, I quite like opening presents. I think everybody likes opening presents. Well, maybe you've all done your Christmas shopping and are highly organized, or maybe like me, you're not quite finished yet. Still a bit to go. But it's good to be able to wrap up presents, and we put our presents under the tree, and then on Christmas morning or Christmas afternoon, when you're racing to get your dinner down so you can open your parcels, we all open our parcels, and that's good fun, isn't it, to open gifts. Is anyone going to share what they might be wishing for this Christmas in terms of a present? What do you think you might be looking for? Denny? I can't hear you.
A Nerf gun.
A Nerf gun? Oh, well, we'd all better hide if Denny's coming with his Nerf gun. Well, has anyone else got anything they might have asked Father Christmas for? No? Oh, some new socks? No, that's a bit boring, isn't it? New tie? No? Okay. Slippers. Do you like getting slippers?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, right. Okay. Well, we all like getting presents, don't we? We all like getting gifts, and it's great to open gifts. We're not going to open this one. We're just going to look at it because there's nothing actually inside this one. Okay? But the Bible says that Jesus is a gift. He is the greatest gift that the world has ever known. The Bible says elsewhere in the Testament that God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son. Yes, he gave his Son. And Jesus is a gift from God in heaven. Jesus lived in heaven from eternity past, and he was given by the Father into the world so that we might know God. And Jesus wasn't only a gift sent from God, Jesus is God, and that's the most wonderful thing that we can understand at Christmas time. Jesus is God himself. One of the names that the angels said to Joseph, his earthly father, to give him was Emmanuel. Does anybody know what Emmanuel means? What do we think Emmanuel? Yes. God is with us. Well done. That's excellent, Caris. Excellent. God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means. And so God, the Father, sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And Jesus is a gift. He is God with us, which means we can know and understand what God is like. So when we look at the life of Jesus, we understand what God is like. What a wonderful gift. It's really sad. Wouldn't it be really sad, boys and girls, if you received a gift on Christmas Day and you said, "Well, I don't want that," and we threw it away? That would be very silly, wouldn't it? Well, you know, boys and girls, a lot of people do that with Jesus. He is God's gift to us. And they throw him away. They don't want Jesus in their lives. That's a shame, isn't it? Because Jesus is the most wonderful friend that we can know. And so Jesus is God's gift to us this Christmas time. We need to accept that gift and trust in him as our Lord and our Saviour. Okay, well, so let's have a look at the next one. Two to go. This side then. Come on, Micah. You can come out and have a look at this one. Can you reach? Your hat's nearly coming off there. No, this one. That's it. Right, see what's in there. Oh, do you think there's anything else? Oh, right. I'll do you a deal. You can take that one, and then I'll keep this one to talk about. Is that okay? Yeah, okay. I think he wanted this one. Do you know what that is? It's a candy cane, yes. Candy cane. Now, I think they have these more in America, but they, like most things, tends to come across the Atlantic, and we have them here in England now. And I think in America they hang these on the tree. Yeah, and you can get big ones like this, or you can get lots of small ones. And a bit like rock, you kind of suck on them for a long time. It lasts quite a long time. Candy cane. Now, what two colours have we got in this candy cane? Yes? Red and white. That's an easy question, wasn't it? A very easy question. Red and white. Now, what can we learn about this? Well, two colours. Now, white in the Bible symbolizes purity, holiness. And this shows us that the Lord Jesus Christ, although he became like one of us, there was one important difference. That Jesus never did anything wrong. He obeyed God perfectly, and he lived a life that we could never live. He never said anything bad. He never did anything wrong. His life was perfect. It was sinless. He lived a life that we could never live. That's amazing, isn't it? He never did anything wrong. Imagine that. And the red, well, that symbolizes what Jesus went on to do. Jesus is a savior. We've said that. And the red symbolizes the blood that he shed when he went to the cross. See, boys and girls, Christmas is lovely to think about. And we praise God for the gift of Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem. But Jesus went on to the cross. And at Easter, we look forward to celebrating when Jesus died on the cross and rose again. You know, Jesus came to deal with our problem of sin. That's why he's a savior, a wonderful savior. And he did that by dying on the cross. He paid the penalty for our sin and shed his blood so that our sin could be atoned for. That is the message of the gospel. And so Jesus, yes, lived a perfect life, but he also died the death that we deserve for our sin. And the wonderful thing is, boys and girls, if we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and say sorry for our sins, and we trust that he died for us on the cross, then God sees his perfection in us and not our sinful heart. He sees us as pure as Jesus and not as our sins naturally make us. That's wonderful, isn't it? Jesus is a wonderful savior. Now, our last one, before we have our mince pies, who would like to come and have a look at which side are we on now? Did we do this side before, on this side? You've had a turn, haven't you? Do you want to come out, Joel? Come on then, young man. Last one, let's see what's in here. Is there not one in there? Oh, there is. It's okay. You were a bit worried there, weren't you? Well done. What's this? You have to... What does it say? Come and...
You are invited.
Say it louder. They can't hear.
You are invited.
Right. You are invited. It's an invitation. It says here, you are invited to a Christmas celebration. Wow, that's good, isn't it? Who's had a Christmas party at school this year? Yes? Oh, not very many. It's next week. It's next week, that's good. On Thursday, we've got the party at Trekkers. It's good to have parties, isn't it, at Christmas? And it's good to celebrate Christmas time. And we sometimes get invitations. You might get invitations to friends' birthday parties through the year. We might get invitations to Christmas parties. We might get invitations to New Year's parties, perhaps. Well, all the things that we've been talking about are historic truths, they're realities. Jesus was born and placed in a manger in Bethlehem. He is the Savior of the world. He is Christ the King, the Lord. But we need to respond to that. And the gospel invitation is that we should come. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." You see, we can hear the facts of the gospel and hear the facts of Christmas, but we need to respond. And the invitation goes out to all who will believe in him that we can be saved from our sins. You know, one day, boys and girls, Jesus will come back. He won't come back as a baby in a manger. He will come back as the Savior of the world, and he will come back to judge. He will judge the world according to what they have done? And have they believed in him as their Saviour and their King? Well, boys and girls and mums and dads, that's the message of Christmas. Jesus is a Saviour. But the challenge to us all is he your Saviour this morning? Do you know the joy of sins forgiven? Do you know Jesus as your King and your Saviour? And do you know that one day you will go to be with him in heaven forever? Well, we pray that you will respond to that invitation and trust in Christ.